From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. President Bush apologized today for the abuse of prisoners by U.S. soldiers in Iraq. He spoke to reporters after meeting with King Abdullah of Jordan.
I told him I was sorry for the humiliation suffered by the Iraqi prisoners and the humiliation suffered by their families. I told him I was equally sorry that people have been seeing those pictures, didn't understand the true nature and heart of America.
Also today at the White House, Mr. Bush expressed strong support for Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. There were calls today from Congress and elsewhere that Mr. Rumsfeld resign over the prison abuse revelations. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
The apology came in the wake of criticism of President Bush after he did not directly say he was sorry when he was interviewed by a pair of Arabic-language TV networks yesterday. The president's words today drew the response the White House wanted from King Abdullah. The Arab leader said he was pleased that an immediate investigation was asked for and said he is convinced that those guilty of the crimes will be brought to justice. The administration hopes such words from the King of Jordan will help to ease concerns and anger across the Arab world. But the administration also continues to face strong criticism here at home. Much of it is aimed at Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld, who critics say has questions to answer about how he handled the investigation and about why the president was caught off guard when the pictures of prisoner abuse appeared on U.S. television. There have been suggestions that Rumsfeld resign, some from prominent Democrats in Congress and from Mr. Bush's Democratic challenger John Kerry, who spoke today in California.
As president, I will not be the last to know what is going on in my command. I will demand accountability from those who serve, and I will take responsibility for their actions.
But these calls did not move the president today.
Secretary Rumsfeld is a really good Secretary of Defense. Secretary Rumsfeld has served our nation well. Secretary Rumsfeld has been the secretary during two wars. He's an important part of my cabinet, and he'll stay in my cabinet.
It was a strong endorsement from a president who, according to unnamed senior White House officials quoted in this morning's papers, had just yesterday personally chastised Rumsfeld for not keeping him better informed. Those reports led to widespread speculation in Washington today that Rumsfeld could be on the way out. Instead, he gets a very public backing from the president. Today, the White House press secretary refused to comment on the turnaround or on yesterday's meeting between Mr. Bush and the defense secretary. But this afternoon, the president was asked what happened.
I tell him I should have known about the pictures and the report. As I understand it, General Kemet declared to the press corps in Iraq, I believe it was, that there was an ongoing investigation. In other words, he made it clear. The Army said, we've discovered something, we've discovered an issue, and therefore we're now going to investigate it.
Tomorrow, Secretary Rumsfeld testifies before Congress, first a Senate committee, then a House committee, but don't look for the president's support of his defense secretary to end the controversy. There are still many serious questions about how such actions were condoned and about who will ultimately take responsibility. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.